Welcome everyone once again to another episode of The Music, The Message, The Mixtape. I'm your host Marcus Sims, and the emphasis, the point of this podcast is to put the spotlight on the incredible, the creative, and the growing music scene that we have here in the 256, the Huntsville, North Alabama area, and we've got some great talent in this area. The whole point of the show is to spotlight and let you find out a little bit more about the talent in this area. Well, guess what? Of course, we are exclusively on WJAB.org. That's where you can find this podcast. Once again, that is WJAB.org. And our guest for this particular episode are, I'm going to be honest, hip-hop legends in this area. These guys have done so much. Known them for a while. Known them for different. Actually, it's funny, in different areas. Maybe more in the spoken word scene, which is crazy. So much from the hip-hop scene, but they're known more for hip-hop in this area. Guys, welcome to hip-hop group, the Cowboys. Guys, how you doing?
We good, man. Appreciate for having us on, man. We're honored to be here.
Hey, I'm happy to finally get you guys on. When the show came about, you guys were one of the first groups that I thought about having, so I'm glad that you had a few moments to talk with us here on WJB.org and on The Music, The Message, The Mixtape. Now, hip-hop group here in the Huntsville area, you guys are involved in so many different things, but I'm going to ask you both, first of all, to introduce yourself to our listeners, and then tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, first off, my name is Shamari Yahoo. A lot of people know me as Shamari, you know what I'm saying? Born and raised in Huntsville, Alabama, you know what I'm saying? Our family real deep throughout Huntsville, you know what I mean? We've been doing this music for a while now. A lot of people know us for it. A lot of people know us for being involved in the community with the kids and things like that. Just your poor righteous teacher, man. We use music as a teaching tool to reach the youth.
Okay.
And I'm Bach Bang. That's Bach Bang. Second half of the Cowboys. Just here to uplift my people, empower them, and motivate them. You know, been doing this for a long time. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, you know, I just try to continue to put out good music, like Ox said, and use it as a teaching tool to teach our people.
And I think that's a real important thing, guys, because we've seen the many turns and twists and the road that hip-hop can go on. And I can say I really appreciate just firsthand the fact that, you know, you guys implement a lot of different styles. Mm-hmm. You know, right when you think you're going to get hit with tons of culture, it may get crunk in the music.
Right, when
you think, oh, man, the Cowboys went real crunk with you, then all of a sudden you see a flag come out. You may see a djembe. You may see one of the great African instruments that are out there. So what you guys do is you adapt, I think, organic African style with modern style. Am I correct in that?
That's correct. That's what we try to do, man. Bridge the old with the new, bridge the culture and make it hip again. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, people don't understand, a lot of this hip hop started with culture. That's what hip hop is about. Different types of culture, but culture. You know what I mean? So we try to use that tool and everything that we do with the music, with the performance, with the way that we wear our clothing and everything, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's a big part of everything that we do.
All right, now, Bach, I'm going to ask you first. Hip-hop artists, but who are some of the artists that influenced you? Maybe they influenced you back then, they influenced you now. Who are some of the hip-hop artists or just musicians that influenced you?
Well, really, I can't really pinpoint a certain artist. I got to go with a certain era.
Okay.
The whole 90s era influenced me. Mm-hmm. To me, that was our golden years of hip-hop, golden years of music. We had good music come out then. So to say one artist or a few artists influenced me to, you know, do this, that would be cutting it short, because a whole era influenced me to do this.
Mm-hmm. Like me personally, like he said, we was deep in the 90s era, the time that we grew up. And we had two different phases of the way that we did music. Like when we first started doing music, we've been doing it for a long time. So in the beginning, it was more of the worldly type of music. Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of people influence us in that way. Like, UGK's, 8 Balls, stuff like that. You know, Southern hip hop legends. But like more of our type of music that we do now is more like people compare us to that Dungeon Family sound, because there's a big influence on our music in both ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't understand, like, go back to the question before, it's like, just because you speaking of something that's uplifting or teaching your people don't mean it have to be soft. Right, you don't mean right, it don't have to be, you know, we try to bring the same spirit or the same type of beats, like you say, a crump beat or something like that that you might hear in a club or something like that. But, you know, they be bobbing to it. Next thing you know, they if they sit back long enough, they start hearing the jewels that we'll drop in between. Yes. You know what I mean? But, you know, Dungeon Family, shout out to them, man. We did a song with Cujo not too long ago. Ooh. So it be coming out with a CD that we got coming out real soon.
Cujo Goody, okay, yeah, that's so,
what's up. It's been a big influence, especially with the type of music that we do now.
And, you know, I didn't want to say that because I didn't want to, first of all, insult anyone. But I'm going to keep it real. That's what I was thinking. If I had to say something, I would say if you're an Outkast fan, Dungeon Family fan, you need to check them out.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'll say, because if you enjoy the organic sound of them, the originality, the creativity, right, then you need to check out the Cold Boys.
Yeah, man.
You know, that's the direction I would point you in.
See, a lot of people, like, look down when you compare it to other people, but that's an honor to us. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because we take really, you could tell they took time with their craft, and we do as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, our hats go out to them because, you know, we the students of what they did. You know what I mean? We continue to bring the torch forward.
Now, I sat there, now you just heard me say Dungeon Family, Outkast, that type sound. Yeah. Tell me, I guess if someone asked you to describe Cold Boy sound, what is it?
Like you said earlier, very organic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's very culture-based, but at the same time, it's very crafty. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, like you say, you met him, especially on the spoken word tip. So a lot of, you know, that's our base. You know what I mean? So we take time with the craft and substance, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people like to say soul food and stuff like that, but we want to give people something like back in the 90s that you can put in your CD player and it's going to last you for some time, help you get through some things. You know what I mean? So that's why if you want something like that, that's what Cold Boys will bring to the table, I say.
Cold Boys, if to describe us, Cold Boys is life. Mm-hmm. When you listen to it, we're going to give you life. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what we try to do in every song, every concept, every beat, every thought, is to give you life, give you substance, give you what we stand for. Because like they said, you know, if you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. So what we stand on, our basic principles and values, and we go from that and give folks life. That's what one word sticks out to me when they listen to the Cold Boys.
Right, right. Well, this is the music, the message, the mixtape exclusively on WJAB.org. Yes, where you will find us at, exclusively on WJAB.org. And right now, we're going to hop into the song Walking to Zion from the Cold Boys. And when we come back, we're going to give you a little bit of this track. When we come back, we're going to find a little bit more about the Cold Boys, this song, and much, much more. This is the music, the message, the mixtape exclusively on WJAB.
Abba, Yahweh, I submit. I'm begging for your mercy.
We plead for the blood.
Yahushua HaMashiach.
How can we flee this place?
To the 12 tribes worldwide, we scattered. It's only gonna take the Most High, Yahqua, to bring us back home, baby.
To Zion.
A 10-hut. Form a line, Zion. From Abraham, Yitzchak to Yaakov, we must let the world know we are the chosen seed. No seed or nation above thee.
I am marching to Zion. The harvest can't bind them, his farmers keep dying. I Abba crying, my pastors keep lying. Praying you'll find them on top of my Zion. Just keep on climbing, no looking behind it. Stand like a lion, no fear for no dying. It ain't easy selling, but it can't compare with the
me, better yet, he begging me. Come out of her before this beast get the best of them. I said, damn, testing me, but this word is the recipe. Just to see through all the sin and calamity. Hard to keep my sanity, so look for where your blessings be. Confess in thee, and your heart shall be wherever heaven be. So seek, I heed, and then you shall find. I say the truth, brethren, as you march your way to Zion. Ain't lying on the front line, ain't no ducking and dodging. Get the big boots tied when your hooter be calling. Till the day they ban me, the world can't leave. Step for step, as I march my way to Zion.
I'm marching to Zion where missiles be flying. My home is on fire and I can't retire. My people is with me, we taking our freedom. Look at my people, look how we've been treated. We are not
This is the Music, the Message, the Mixtape, exclusively on WJAB.org. My guest for this episode of the show are the Coboys. And guess what, folks? We just sat there. What did we do? Did we? We marched to Zion, right?
Yes,
right. we did some marching to Zion.
We marching.
Yeah, that's right. We marched to Zion. Marching, yeah, man. Hey, that's a great track. Tell us about it.
Well, man, it's basically CP from the Block Beaters, man, the one produced that track. It's been a while ago since we did that one, man. And it's basically just giving you the culture of us, giving you the Coboys, what you had asked earlier. Mm-hmm. That video was released probably back in, what, 2010?
Yeah, 2010.
And Jaren Isabel had shot that one
right,
or whatever. And we was basically wanting to show our people in a positive light, you know what I mean? Give our people, you know what I'm saying, a good light on a video instead
right,
of just showing some negative things, man. Mm-hmm. And that's what we try to do with our music, period, like trying to show some positive things with it, you know what I mean? But Marching to Zion was one of the was the first video we ever done, and we always got a good feedback from that song.
Awesome, awesome. Now, Bach, what role does family and faith play in the music that the Coboys put out?
I mean, family is what makes up the Coboys, you understand? Family, the word Cole was, you know, of our family, you know, and we wanted to honor our family name and our family legacy by continuing with the name Cole. So family was the building block, the first building block that cement foundation for the Cole Boys and what we do musically.
Mm-hmm. And then it turned into the spiritual as well, like
right,
we did blood wise, you know what I'm saying, family, and then we came into the spiritual truth as well, you know what I'm saying, searching and building is that. So, you know, it's two parts to it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's the physical and the spiritual what makes the Cold War.
Awesome. Now, who are the, are you guys self-produced? What producers have you guys worked with past projects and ones coming up?
Yeah, we done work with a few people. The home team producer that we relied on the most was, you know, our good friend, you know, Kobe, Cash Cartel. He was very influential in the beginning of Cold Boys, you know, starting out. We done work with, you know, Block Beaters from the city, you know, Corey Parham. I done went to school with him, so we had that connect go way back, so, you know, it was only right, you know, to get a production from him on the Marching to Zion. Another good friend of ours, Mr. Already, you know, he down in Addisville, Alabama, you know. Shout us out to Mr. Already.
Mm-hmm.
So we done, you know, the SWAT team from Birmingham.
Right, right.
Shout out to the SWAT team. Who else we done collab with?
Dave Lux
out of Belgium. You know,
oh, wow,
out of
okay.
Belgium. We had another producer we reached out with, Reggie Kobe from the League of Extraordinary G's. We reached out to him, got some work from him.
Heartbeats,
Florian Weiser. He's out of Germany. I think he's out of Germany somewhere. We had some records with this guy. So we've been collabing all over the place, man.
Right.
You know, with producers. another little one that's upcoming, you know, Lil Said.
Okay.
You know, Cedric Love, that cat is going to be all right. You know, he's about his business and he make good beats. So, okay. You know, okay. We done collab with a few people.
All right. Now, for our listeners that are tuning in to the music, the message, the mixtape, they're hearing the vibe of the Cold Boys. They like it. Where can they get more information about you guys, whether it's on social media or where can they get the music? Tell me where, you know, sell me. Where you at? Where you guys at?
First off, you know, everybody got a Facebook. So right. If you go to Facebook, you know, just type in Cold Boys. That's ColeBoyz. Cold Boys. Click that like button. You can reach us on Twitter, Cold Boys. Instagram, Cold Boys. That's ColeBoyz. Also, very importantly, if everybody that, you know, like the Cold Boys, want to rock with the Cold Boys, go to YouTube, type in Cold Blooded Music Group, and subscribe. Mm-hmm. Need all my subscribers to doggone do that for us, you know, if you rock with the Cold Boys.
That's right.
As far as, you know, where we at online, all digital platforms, we on all digital platforms with the single Dirty. That's the new one that we rocking. That's the new one that we out. So, you know, if you want Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, we on all platforms. Just search it, and you can be able to, you know, physically download. Or if you want it old school, we got physical copies too.
Hey. Yeah. Digital and physical, everything in between, man.
We like to feel them discs, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's how we like to do that.
But we everywhere, just Google.
Yeah.
What would you want our listeners, anyone who maybe they're hearing this for the first time or have been rocking with you guys for a long time, what do you want them to get out of Cold Boys music?
That this something that's bigger than music.
Mm.
It's about the message.
My mind.
A lot of people have been wondering where we've been at for a while, and we understand the type of music that we did or have been doing for a while. It was a little before its time for a minute. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people thought we just wasn't doing nothing. But we just been sitting back and just stockpiling music, and it's time now. The times that we're living in, it's time for the Cold Boys.
That's right, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? So this next CD that we're about to get ready to release is going to be Three Kings. Mm. Be looking forward to be released in the next month and a half.
Okay.
So we'll be coming to you with it. You'll be one of
the
first ones.
Yes, sir. Yeah, hey, you know where to come.
So, yeah, man, just know being steadfast with everything that you do, man. Don't never stop. That's where the Cold Boys is all the way about, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I've been so happy to have the Cold Boys in the house with me on this edition of the Music, the Message, the Mixtape. Guys, as we're slowly but surely wrapping things up, we're going to get into the new single, Dirty. Yeah. Now, tell us about Dirty.
Man, it's crazy, man. it was co-production on this song, man. I got to give my boy his love on this. Jolly, man, helped out on this one. Him
David
and Mally,
Jolly.
Mally Boy produced this track. Man, it was crazy, bro. You know, we wanted to have a song with that old feel of something like, okay, what was the name of the group?
Diggable Planets.
Diggable Planets.
Uh-oh.
Or a feel of just that throwback country type feel, country right.
Nappy Roots.
Nappy okay,
Roots
Nappy Roots
type,
okay.
Type feel.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Country rap tunes.
Okay.
So, you know, they came with the heat, man, and it was so crazy. We was in the studio sitting down, wrote the hook in like 5 minutes. We went to our corner, start writing our verses, and shout out to Rudy DeVille, man.
Yes,
we was in the studio one day, and I was like, bro, we got the perfect track for you. And he was like, bro, pull it up. And, and he wrote it like 10 minutes, bro, and it was just like history in the making, man. And it give you a good feel, like something you want to play at your barbecue, fish fry, something like that. That good family feel, man.
Yes.
That's what the Dirty do for me.
Yes, yes.
I mean, actually, we actually kind of low-key kind of kidnapped Jolly because we took him to the studio. Like, yo, you go to the studio with us. And when he came to the studio, we put him in the room like, you going to make a beat. And he was like, okay. So he played around with a few stuff. And, you know, at first, you know, and then he got in this groove and started making it. It was like, yeah, yeah. And then the basis, the foundation of Dirty was born, and then Mally put that block beat stamp mm-hmm. of approval on it. And then we had a hit. Like, when he was mixing Dirty that night, I stayed up to him like 5-6 in the morning for him just sequencing Dirty, getting it all ready. And then when I told Shamar, I was like, yo, we have a banger.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, we have that one. Because we was always looking for that one song that can maybe doggone touch everybody.
Right.
And I felt Dirty was that one.
I can definitely say that. Now, also, the video is online on YouTube, right?
Correct.
Videos online. We're about to get into the song right now. Yeah. Check it out. Support the Cold Boys. Go to their YouTube page. Go to all their social media outlets, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can look. If you download stream music, you can get a hold of the Cold Boys music. Correct. Simple as that.
Correct.
Man. Simple as that. When you type in Dirty, it's D-U-R-D-Y. Dirty.
That's how we say it here.
Yes, sir.
That's how Dirty. We say it. Yeah. All right, guys, thank you so much for stopping by the music, the message, the
Bless.
Mixtape Bless. Here on WJB.org. Let's get dirty, all right? Once again, want to thank the Cold Boys for stopping by. The music, the message, the mixtape exclusively on WJAB.org. Point of this show is to put an emphasis on the great creative talent we have here within the 256 area. Want to thank for help, online assistance, our webmaster, Latoya Clemens. She does a great, great job. Thank you so much, Latoya. We also want to give a big salute to my man, DJ Scissorhands. That's our theme music he produced for us. So, DJ Scissorhands, thank you so much in that area as well. Any questions, comments, feel free to email me at marcus.sims@aamu.edu. That's marcus.sims@aamu.edu. Hey, thanks everyone for tuning in for another edition of the Music, the Message, the Mixtape.